A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters, May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is the free edition of the Coffee Break Spanish magazine. It's the 3rd of January, 2013. Estáis escuchando Coffee Break Spanish. You're listening to the Coffee Break Spanish magazine. My name is Mark and I'm your host for this show. In the final episode of this series, we'll be talking about bad habits, as Alba is asking, ¿Cuál es tu peor hábito? Laura's frase idiomática is irse por los cerros de Úbeda, a strange one this week, but all will be revealed. And JP and Nayeli answer Rodney's question about a curious use of the word que. All this and more in this week's episode of Coffee Break Español! It's that time of year when we're considering our bad habits and also thinking about changing them with our New Year's resolutions. So, we are asking the question this week, ¿Cuál es tu peor hábito? Let's go over to Alba and find out more.
Hola, chicos y chicas. Hoy estamos preguntando, ¿Cuál es tu peor hábito?
So, a really straightforward question this week. ¿Cuál es tu peor hábito? What is your worst habit? ¿Cuál es tu peor hábito? Let's have a listen to some of the responses.
Fumar.
Fumar también.
Mi peor hábito es fumar y espero algún día poder dejarlo.
El peor hábito.
Trabajar demasiado.
Sí. Mayoritariamente él.
Saco poco tiempo para la familia. Trabajo demasiado. Me encantaría pasar más tiempo con ellos y hacer más cosas interesantes con ellos, pero bueno, la verdad es que cada vez que tengo un poquito de tiempo libre le dedico a ellos y siempre me encanta estar con ellos.
Mi peor hábito, la comida, sin duda. Vamos, que me pongo de comer como el Kiko. Y estamos comiendo todo el día, siempre que podamos. Pero yo creo que forma parte de la cultura de este país.
So another set of interesting answers there. Los peores hábitos de las personas con las cuales Alba ha hablado. Let's go back through the answers and have a listen to each one, and then we'll talk about the language that each interviewee has used.
Fumar.
Fumar también.
So I'm sure you've picked up here fumar, to smoke. Smoking. In this case, both the man and woman said that their worst habit was smoking. Let's have a listen to the next speaker now.
Mi peor hábito es fumar y espero algún día poder dejarlo.
So this speaker also mentioned fumar. She said, espero algún día poder dejarlo. I hope that one day I'll be able to stop it. Listen to the next answer and see if you can spot the word mayoritariamente and see if you can work out what it means from the context.
El peor hábito.
Trabajar demasiado.
Sí. Mayoritariamente él.
So this couple is asked the same question, and after some thought, the husband answers, trabajar demasiado, working too much. And his wife says, sí, mayoritariamente él, mainly him. So mostly he is doing too much work. Someone else working too hard is our fourth interviewee. Have a listen to this longer answer and see how much you understand on the first listening.
Saco poco tiempo para la familia, trabajo demasiado. Me encantaría pasar más tiempo con ellos y hacer más cosas interesantes con ellos, pero bueno, la verdad es que cada vez que tengo un poquito de tiempo libre le dedico a ellos y siempre me encanta estar con ellos.
So the interviewee does speak quite quickly here. Have a listen again. He begins by saying, saco poco tiempo para la familia. Now, sacar tiempo is perhaps a phrase that you've not heard before, but once again, from the context, you can work out what it means.
Saco poco tiempo para la familia. Trabajo demasiado. Me encantaría pasar más tiempo con ellos y hacer más cosas interesantes con ellos, pero bueno, la verdad es que cada vez que tengo un poquito de tiempo libre le dedico a ellos y siempre me encanta estar con ellos.
So here he's saying, I find little time. I don't find enough time for the family. I don't spend enough time with the family. Porque trabajo demasiado. I work too much. The next part of what he says is straightforward, but it is quite fast. He says, me encantaría pasar más tiempo con ellos. I would love to spend more time with them. Y hacer más cosas interesantes con ellos. And to do more interesting things with them. Pero bueno, but, you know. So he's finishing by saying, every time I find a little bit of time, every time I have some time, I dedicate it to them. I spend it with them because I love being with them. Listen to that last fast part again of his answer and see if you can pick out the words.
La verdad es que cada vez que tengo un poquito de tiempo libre le dedico a ellos y siempre me encanta estar con ellos.
This really is what the Coffee Break Spanish magazine is all about. This is the way Spanish is used by real native speakers, indeed from all parts of the Spanish-speaking world. And we're trying to help you pick out the words and understand speakers as they would be speaking in real life. Okay, let's listen to our final answer now.
Mi peor hábito, la comida, sin duda. Vamos, que me pongo de comer como el Kiko. Y estamos comiendo todo el día, siempre que podamos. Pero yo creo que forma parte de la cultura de este país.
So another fast answer. And this one is concentrating on la comida, food. So the speaker is saying, me pongo a comer como el Kiko. I start to stuff myself, using this idiomatic expression. He goes on to say, estamos comiendo todo el día. So we are eating all day long. And he finishes by saying, yo creo que forma parte de la cultura de este país. I think it forms part of the culture of this country. Okay, so it's time now to listen once again to all five of this week's interviews. And once more, see how much you can understand when you listen to them for a second time.
Fumar.
Fumar también.
Mi peor hábito es fumar y espero algún día poder dejarlo.
El peor hábito.
Trabajar demasiado.
Sí. Mayoritariamente él.
Saco poco tiempo para la familia. Trabajo demasiado. Me encantaría pasar más tiempo con ellos y hacer más cosas interesantes con ellos, pero bueno, la verdad es que cada vez que tengo un poquito de tiempo libre le dedico a ellos y siempre me encanta estar con ellos.
Mi peor hábito, la comida, sin duda. Vamos, que me pongo de comer como el Kiko. Y estamos comiendo todo el día, siempre que podamos. Pero yo creo que forma parte de la cultura de este país.
Hemos escuchado muchos secretos íntimos hoy. Volvemos contigo.
Coffee Break. Coffee Break Español. Muchas gracias, Alba, como siempre. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. In between lessons of Coffee Break Spanish, why not check out our social media accounts? On Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We post regular language challenges and cultural information. We are Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team by searching for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram. Practice your Spanish and join the conversation with Coffee Break Spanish.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news?
All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
Y una vez más, vamos a volver a Laura para nuestra frase idiomática de la semana. Buenos días, Laura.
Buenos días, Mark.
¿Cómo estás esta semana?
Estupenda. Hoy estupenda.
Muy bien. Pues tienes otra frase para nosotros.
Hoy te traigo irse por los cerros de Úbeda.
Wow, esto me parece un poco complicado. Irse por los cerros
de Úbeda.
De Úbeda. So it's something to do with going about in the hills, los cerros, the hills.
Sí, sí.
Of Úbeda. Where's Úbeda?
Úbeda está en Jaén, una provincia de Andalucía.
Vale, entonces estás hablando de tu país,
de mi
¿no?
tierra,
de
sí.
tu tierra. Venga, entonces irse por los cerros de Úbeda.
La frase quiere decir que una persona empieza a hablar y habla y habla y va variando el tema y va cambiando de tema y al final el tema del que está hablando no tiene nada que ver con lo que ha empezado a decir.
Entonces habrá perdido el hilo de la conversación. So he's lost the track of the conversation.
That's the meaning.
Creo que en inglés diríamos to go off on a tangent.
En español sería irse por la tangente.
Se dice así en español, así, vale. Pero, ¿por qué estos cerros de Úbeda? Los cerros are hills.
Montañas pequeñas, hills.
Colinas.
Colinas, exacto.
Colina. ¿Y por qué, entonces, los cerros? ¿Qué tienen estos cerros de Úbeda?
Para que signifiquen esto.
Exacto.
Quiere decir que los cerros son una amplia extensión de tierra, de colinas, de montañitas.
So they're very spread out.
Exacto. Y por eso se pierden fácilmente en un mapa. Por eso se refiere a en una conversación te puedes perder fácilmente por diferentes temas.
Y una pregunta, entonces. Estoy pensando en la frase que aprendimos hace algunas semanas. Y entonces yo hablo y voy por los cerros de Úbeda, me doy cuenta de que me he perdido completamente. ¿Puedo utilizar aquella frase que aprendimos hace algunas semanas?
Sí, si acabas en un punto sin retorno y no te acuerdas de qué estabas hablando, se te ha ido el santo al cielo.
Bueno, two for the price of one there. Pues muchas gracias, como siempre, Laura.
Muchas gracias a vosotros.
For the final time in this series of the Coffee Break Spanish magazine, we're heading over to Seattle, where JP and Nayeli have an interesting listener's question for us.
Well, Mark, we have a very interesting question from our friend Rodney. Now, before we get started, I have to introduce myself. My name is JP, and I'm here, as always, with Nayeli.
Hi, JP.
Hi, Nayeli. Nayeli and I are here to answer your questions at QandaSpanish.com. What do you got for us today, Nayeli?
So we have a question from Rodney.
Mm-hmm.
He has heard some expressions
okay.
like, cuidado, que voy a pasar.
All right, careful, I want to get by.
And dale, que viene el bus.
Hey, the bus is coming.
He's not sure what's going on with the que part.
Okay, so we're focusing on this word que. So he's going to say, cuidado que voy a pasar, and dale que viene el bus. This is a pretty straightforward explanation. Would you like me to take it?
Sure.
Both of Rodney's examples are precautionary. Rodney, you'll notice that in these examples, what follows the que is an explanation. You'll often hear Spanish speakers start off an explanation with the word que or es que. So in this case, if somebody says cuidado, you're going to wonder why. Why should I? What's the problem? And they could say, que voy a pasar or es que voy a pasar. They're which trying is, to get by.
Which is saying careful that I'm passing by mm-hmm. or careful that I'm getting by.
Right,
so
it's the reason.
Warning you.
Exactly. It's the reason to be careful.
And then JP with the dale que viene el bus.
Mm-hmm.
Dale means go. Okay. That the bus is coming. So you either have a bus coming straight on towards you
uh-huh.
or hurry. It's saying go, mm-hmm. run, because the bus is coming and you may be trying to catch it.
Right.
The point is the bus is in vision, mm-hmm. is in our line of vision, and we've got to get either away from it or to it.
Right. So we start off the phrase with que to mark off that it's going to be an explanation for the reason that you have to do this important thing.
Correct.
Well, that's it for this week. Folks, don't forget to keep sending us your questions. We love to help you out. You can find out how to send us a question at our website, which is qandaspanish.com. For now, it's back to Mark in the studio.
It is indeed back to me here in the studio in Scotland. And I'd like to say thank you, muchas gracias, to JP and Nayeli and all our listeners who have sent in their comments and their questions for the Q&A Spanish segment. I'd like to thank Laura for her frase idiomática, and of course Alba and all the interviewees who have contributed to this season of this Coffee Break Spanish magazine. We'll be back again soon with more Coffee Break Spanish magazine, but in the meantime, you can join JP and Nayeli for a new season of Q&A Spanish, and that will be coming very soon with more details on their Radiolingua website. We are also very excited about the launch of Coffee Break German, which is happening in just a couple of weeks' time. So, again, there's more information at radiolingua.com. And if you fancy learning some German, then you can join me. I'm going to be learning this time. And Thomas, our teacher, along with our grammar guru and our cultural correspondent for our weekly German lessons. If you've been listening to the free version of this episode, don't forget that you can still get access to all the premium content for this season of the Coffee Break Spanish magazine. That includes videos for each of the interview segments and also full transcripts of all the Spanish used with notes and further materials to help you get the most out of these lessons. All that remains for me is to say muchas gracias a todos. Thank you to everyone for joining us each week. And we'll be back again soon. Hasta pronto.
Coffee Break Español.
This podcast was brought to you by the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at www.radiolingua.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.